Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, October 2nd, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Hello there, everybody. You know, typically, I would say happy Monday, but, you know, today, I have to admit, for me and whole bunches of us, it certainly had some real challenges. We've had so much going on already before today, and I'm talking about the stuff that's on the political all the stuff we're still dealing with as far as the hurricane and all that recovery and relief and all those folks. And then this heartbreaking situation happens in Las Vegas. So I tell you, it has a lot of us feeling some kind of way, of course. And some days I know, and I can say this to you with a lot of compassion, I know some days it's just hard to hold on to your happy when things like this are going on. So we just have to find that inner strength we do to keep on keeping on. So I will say this and keep it moving. I know that it's hard to stay encouraged, but we must. Well, this is Master Your Mindset Monday. I'm always excited about that. My radio BFF and special guest TV host, superstar RRR, I like to call her, Cassandra McShepherd, always joins me. And we get the opportunity to share with you some of our thoughts on this and that and the other. It's what we do. It's a time when we do offer encouragement. We encourage you to be introspective. We encourage you to look at your paradigm, and maybe if it needs some shifting, well, we hope to encourage you to do that, check your way of thinking, and, of course, master your mindset. So today, we're going to chat about the desires we have to move face forward into new and greater things in life. But guess what? Many of us do a lot of thinking about it, but not a lot of doing anything about it. So I wonder, what's stopping you? Opportunities are there more than ever. Possibilities are seemingly endless, and there are more doors than ever before to knock on, people to see, places to go, things to do. So what's stopping you? That's our topic today, so we'll see where that takes us. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I'm listening to your intro, and I don't want to hijack the conversation, but the closer you pay attention to all of these things, that is certainly one of the things that could put a kink in your flow. It's a very valid question to be asking today.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have some fun like we always do talking about it. And every time I put these topics together for us to discuss, I always do some self-reflection and observation and introspection myself. And sometimes I have to kind of go back to where my biggest struggles were with some of the things that, you know, we talk about as far as our mindset shifting and mastering our thoughts. Today, as I stopped to think about what's stopping you, I went back a little bit, and I realized there was one key element for me, and I'm sure for a lot of other people, when we're wanting something or dreaming about something or desiring something outside of what we currently know and understand, the one thing I know for sure that had me in a place that stopped me was my own lack of confidence in myself. I just didn't have the confidence enough in myself to move out on things and believe that I could achieve them, believe that I could get them and have them. I remember as a little girl watching Leave It to Beaver. That was it came on right after school when we got home, and I would watch all those little half-an-hour shows or a whole bunch of them, sitcoms at the time. And I can remember thinking how differently they lived than what I knew. And I would think to myself, well, I'd sure like to have a house like that, live in a house like that, you know, with the nice look of it and so clean and all of that. My mother kept our place very, very nice and neat, but it wasn't a high-end property for sure. But, you know, I would think about that. And as I got older, somehow that thought never left me. I've always wanted to live with an environment around me with beauty and comfort. And so it took a degree of feeling confident enough to pursue things. How do you start that? Where do you go to build that within when you really haven't experienced it? Well, one of the things I wrote down is that we have to start feeding ourselves where we need nourishing. I didn't know too many African-American people that lived like that. We had a couple of relatives who would visit every now and then, but it still, again, wasn't, we're not talking about, you know, properties that were thousands and thousands of dollars, but they were very, very nice, but not that, you know, high end. And so the more and more information I was able to acquire, you know, you realize that Black people do live like that, and you're not categorically out of the league for having things like that. But it's amazing how if you don't know, you will feel a lack of confidence. And I know that I had that. Now, once I got it together, I got it all the way together. I mean, I was an information seeker in that way that I did feed those parts in my heart, my mind, and my soul that I knew needed nourishing. So I filled up a really big gap. And I think that for those, I'll say this, to those who may be struggling in that area, one of the easiest things to do is get the information that you need that tells you the truth about what it is you want. You're definitely there's nothing out of your reach anymore. Most anything we want, we can have. Most anything we'd like to achieve, we can go after. And so I would say if you're struggling with a lack of confidence in yourself, that would be the first thing to do, to look into those areas where you really need to fill in where you may be needing to nourish the amount of information you have about what it is you want. What are your thoughts?
Well, I look at the question overall, what's holding you back, what's keeping you from doing you, and I guess the good news and the bad news is you. I mean, the answer is always you or us as individuals. Good news, because it means that as you did, once you get out of your own way, then all the devils in hell can't stop you. Bad news is you got to get out of your way. The thing, as you said, is you've really got to, and I think this could be kind of the tricky part, you really got to do some soul search to understand, to hear that negative recording that's in your head, those core beliefs, those things that we think are true, that we accepted as factual, the fears and angers of our parents and the world that we came through, for many of us, very narrow passages filled with a lot of isms and things that can and can't be done by people who look like you, think like you, whatever, whatever, whatever. But you really got to take a look at all of that nonsense and decide it does not apply to you. But I say that because so often we self-sabotage unconsciously, even with our thoughts. It's like they say you would see a beautiful woman and an insecure woman will say, bitch. I always think I see a bad sister and I'm like, oh, I want to be her friend. I don't curse her. You know, so it's those sorts of things that we have to identify within ourselves, because that is, again, that's what makes a bad news good news, because once you catch you,
no one can stop you. It's all about you. But you got to do you though. You got to check yourself. You got to check and not allow you to take the easy way out or the low hanging fruit or to make somebody else spectacular to give you an out. Nobody's special. Everybody's special.
That's true. So, do I hear you saying also that we really need to have the insight about ourselves? Do I hear you saying that as a part of what you just explained?
Always, because so many times it's you and I had a conversation on air years ago. You got issues, maybe it's you. If you are the common denominator between you and all this going wrong, you got issues, and you're it. So yes, you must know. It's all about how you view the life that you're living, and because how you view the life that you're living will determine how you show up, what you react, and every action has a reaction. And so yes, there's got to be some introspection. You've got to it's like, as you said, you realize that one of the things that was holding you back was your lack of confidence. And we all have issues. We all have those places, which are blessed things, areas in which we need to grow. It's not a curse. It's not a trick. It's just an area that needs to be identified so we can turn the light on the lie. But you got to do that. No one can do that but you.
That's right. It's our work. It's our work, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, I thought I'd share that because I know that, and you too, Cassandra, you've worked a lot with girls and women, and you know that struggle is there, whether it's real or fabricated, and that was one of the ones I wanted to bring up because I know it's a pretty common thing. But I like the fact that you brought up that conversation that we did have on the radio a while back. It's a you issue. It's an issue, and it's a you issue. And it's something
all
that
about
we can
you.
Overcome. Mm-hmm. We can overcome it if we deal enough with ourselves with the right information and the insight. That's beautiful. Another thing that I have that's stopping us is our lack of commitment. And, you know, we want to do stuff, and it's just, you know, I don't know that it's funny in the real sense of ha, 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 but it's kind of funny how we'll start something and we hope to have like a ripple effect with it. We start it, it's going to pick up its own type of momentum or energy or gain of it all by itself. But we learn quickly that if we start something, we got to follow through. We've got to be the one to keep our hands on it and our eyes on it and our, you know, our push behind it to make it happen. And sometimes when that doesn't happen in the ways that I just described, some kind of mystical, magical way, we will just not stay committed to it, you know. And there are just a myriad of things that we could use as an example of it. I mean, we want things to happen overnight because we just live in this kind of a society now where it just looks like so much does happen literally overnight to people. You know, that old term, overnight success, is, you know, it took 20 years for me to become an overnight success. But if we can grasp hold of the fact that we need to keep the ball rolling, keep moving, stay committed to something, we would definitely see dynamic results. I saw a post this morning from a young lady who is a categorically, to me, a superstar marketer. And she said, well, if you haven't tried it 100 times this month, then you really aren't where you need to be yet. You need to keep trying, even if you've tried it 100 times already. And I loved it because I think her big message was, you can't expect to get those high results, the kind of results you're talking about, after you try something one or two times. If you're, you know, if you've got a big goal, it's going to take some real moving forward and moving ahead. And I know there's another dynamic where you don't do that. Some things that we want they roll in, they come. But for people who are doing business and some of the other things that they're wanting to do, you know, there's strategies, there's plans, there's maps, and so staying committed to those things definitely will help you get better results with it. That may be stopping you, your lack of commitment. Well, it always, if you're not committed, you're going to stop yourself dead in your tracks.
You know, I do things a little differently, children. But you say all of those words, and I hear one word that it kept repeating in my head, and it was process. That we have process, mm-hmm. and that there is a process to get from desire to destination. But not everybody's process looks the same. My process does not look like the average person, but I get where I'm going. And now, one of the things that I do is I stay on the road. So I think that you've got to know, because mm-hmm. it feels very stressful. If you put me in a room and tell me, okay, network, I'm going home. It's not my process, but I do have a process. And I identify what my process is, and I honor it, and I never leave my trail. But again, my process does not look like it would not be defined, would not be outlined in a book of how to do thus and such. You know, so I think we have to leave room for a person to. But, and my process, I won't be vague about it. It's very thoughtful. It's very introspective. So much of mm-hmm. so much of what happens, what people see in my outer life has been becoming in my journal, in my mind, in my thoughts, in my imagination, in my thinking, in my mm-hmm. praying, in my knowing, in my embodying. And then all of a sudden one day it happens and I walk right into it. But I'm still on yeah. my path doing my process.
And you know what I want to say, because I have it written down, because I think it just is exactly what you're saying, and that's that you have to have an I'm going to get what I want attitude. That comes from within. And the thing about having I'm going to get what I want, or I'm going to achieve what I want, I'm going to do this, is that there may be things that come about that cause you to reshape or redo, or time may be an element, or the thing that you have to remember is that keeping that attitude is what is what's the thing that will attract what you desire, however you have to get there. Cassandra has her theory, her process. I work with that process sometimes. But there are other times where I have to be extremely strategic and have 42 steps to do what I need to do. So the thing is, though, all the time working through my mind, I'm going to get what I want. All the time in Cassandra's mind is she just described, I'm going to get what I want. That has the power to attract, regardless of how something may be right in front of you reshaping itself constantly. That desired end.
Can we talk about you said that has the power. Can we talk about exactly what that power is? And let's go back a step or two earlier in the conversation when you talked about identifying what's holding you back, and you were and you shared one of your own personal things, your lack of confidence in certain areas. And you identified that, and you went and got some information. You made it, instead of something that was unfamiliar, you made it familiar to yourself. But I want to say that when it comes to holding the end of the line, the finish line, holding it, the power in that is this: if you realize that if you want it, it's as I always say to you, if it's in my head, must be going to happen. And I don't question it. doesn't have, and I mean, this is oftentimes like building furniture or designing or doing all sorts of things that I did not know that I could do before I did the thing that I ended up doing, but I saw it in my head, so it must be going to happen. But there is there's no stickiness to it. I'm easy with it. So ideas can flow. I have no problem going to bed or going to play if I don't know what to do, because I know that I own the outcome, and trusting the outcome because it's in my head can give you a sense of ease on process, on your way, and everything flows when it's easy. Flow is easy. Agitation and stress cause backup, constipation, and restriction. And it makes you show up as a person that, you know, nobody really wants to be bothered with on a given day. So you can chillax when you really, really know. And it's not about knowing when. It's about knowing that.
Yes, yes, for sure, for sure. Well, you know, I looked at somebody's website today, because you know that well, it's in the title of the show today, people to see, things to do, places to go, and in any order. That's the attitude, or that's the thought processes that many people embrace, that are movers and shakers, people that are achievers, people who feel like they're doing stuff and going to do stuff and going to make happen. So it means that there is a particular way we think about it, mindset. People get up in the morning thinking like that. People, I got people to see, things to do, places to go. It means something. Well, I went to a website today. There's a website called Self Growth, www.com, Self Growth. It's authored by a gentleman. His name is John DeLeme, and he's got 7 principles for the mindset of the super achiever that I thought I would paraphrase a little bit. I read his article, and I thought, you know, that's interesting. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit about what he said and share that, because those of us that may feel, or anyone who feels that there's something stopping you, I feel that his list really does cause you to open your eyes, look at yourself, and if you can get to those places of the things that he describes, then you'll move your obstacles. There won't be anything stopping you, because you'll understand that it is a mindset, and that's literally all that it is. The only thing that's in your way is you. You're the person that's in your way. I believe you said that a little bit earlier, Cassandra. But here's what he said. The number one thing about superachievers is that they're decisive. And that means you just aren't always going back and forth. The one thing I know about people who are superachievers is that they do make up their mind to do something. I can remember a pastor telling actually a group of us, make up your mind and do something. Whether it turns out to be right or wrong, just go ahead and make up your mind. Be decisive about it. And I thought that was very powerful, and I still think that it is. You have to be decisive, because if you're constantly arguing back and forth with yourself about a thought, an idea, a plan, or something, guess what? You're stopping yourself. What do you say, Cassandra?
Well, Silver, that makes sense. And still, I'm an artist now. I'm an artist, and for me, there are times, for example, when I'll go in my workroom, and I look at the huge collection of fabric that I have, and I want to make something. Do I want this or do I want that? Do I want this or do I want that? And I can't make up my mind. There are times when I have just grabbed a piece and cut it out, and it went no place. There are times when I go and I know exactly what to do, and when I know exactly what to do, I do that. So when I find that I cannot, that I am not clear on where I'm going, I do not push, especially the creative process. I do not, I cannot push that. Having done that, I waste time. I end up overplucking my eyebrows. It just never works out. So
TMI, but that's the truth.
Okay.
No, but serious, again, like I say, it's so much of what we talk about fundamentally, well, everything that we talk about fundamentally is true, but it is not a one-size-fits-all. And we started out this conversation, what's stopping you? And you got to figure you out. You've got to spend some time with you. Turn off the everything. Stop comparing to anything and get to know how you be you. And the thoughts mm-hmm. in your head and really what works. And once you do that, then you can identify and again go because yes, if I know what to do, if you know what to do, do it. But if you don't know what to do, for me personally, especially in that creative process, I have wasted time and materials trying to figure it out on the way.
Yeah.
So yes. You got to figure that out for yourself. You got to. It's, again, I always do the situation in which I would just really be hard, but going to a party to network, well, and if I'm not in the mood to do it, oh, my God, I could set myself back in careers. So bottom line, process for me. You got to know your process and honor that process.
Yes, you got to know yourself. Yes, for sure.
But the bottom line is at some point in time, you do have to. You do have to move, and when you know what to do, do it. I mean, there is action that is involved, definitely.
Yeah, I like that. The other thing he said, and I'll just reflect on it a little bit, and you can, Cassandra, take responsibility to control the direction you want to go in. This is the one thing that came to me regarding that is that sometimes when it doesn't feel like it's moving or doing what it needs to do, we will find everything outside of that as a reason that it didn't, and we will stop ourselves there. So-and-so didn't do this for me, or that didn't happen, or this was supposed to happen, and it didn't go that way. So we have to take responsibility, control it, meaning, like I said earlier about the person that posted today about 100 times, you got to keep at it. That's the thing. You got to keep moving yourself in that the direction that you want.
Mm-hmm. I said to a group of young women that I was presenting to about getting to where you want to be, we were on one part of town and I across town, and I said, it's like if you want to go downtown, you got to get on the freeway and you got to drive in that direction. Now, you might stop off at Bayshore, which is one of the malls in between where we were and the destination. Doesn't mean the downtown isn't still there, but you have to understand that you took a detour. But the road is still there. And as long as your clock is not ticking, there might be some good sales at Bayshore. Maybe there's some information, some things you need, some people you'd never know. But understand, you made the detour. You can rush downtown, and some people will. Some people will take the scenic route. But there is a road that takes you where you're going. You've got to stay on it. You stay on it with your actions, especially with your thought, with your knowing, with your dreaming, with your not condemning and cursing it because you're not there yet. If you get off the road, don't blame nobody but you. There's nothing. There's no harm, no foul. Just get back on the road.
Another thing he says, and I'll add this. He says, always keep moving forward. Also, always keep thinking forward. And we don't even need to reflect on that because a lot of what you just said reflected
just
on,
what
on
I just
that
said.
Thought. Mm-hmm. Keep thinking forward. Yeah. Keep moving forward. I love this next one, though. He says, know your why. And I wrote, it's always bigger than us. And I think that if when you get that about what you're doing and wanting, you become unstoppable. That's what I
did
believe.
You say
when
your
you get that
why.
Yeah. When you get the why of what you do, what you want, or what you're trying to achieve,
mm-hmm.
that just kind of puts icing on the cake. That kind of helps you put the pedal to the metal. That's what bolts you out of bed because you know you have purpose. what you're doing has mm-hmm. purpose. What you're doing, want to do, has meaning. And that in itself, I believe, makes you pretty unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Ditto. There's got
he
to
also
be a reason
I'm take action. Yeah, he said no, take action daily, and I think we've kind of reflected on that as well. You have to keep it moving. You have to do something that keeps taking you. You can't, not that you can't take breaks or shouldn't, of course you should, but in the whole scheme of things, to get what you want, where you want to go, those people you want to see and things, doing places to go, you got to do something every day that keeps working toward that. Otherwise, you do find yourself You can literally just feel like you want to stop. Don't be afraid to rebuild in the face of crisis or failure. And people talk about that so much, Cassandra. I don't think that we need to reflect on that in, other than to say that failure becomes a lot of the part of the process of succeeding and achieving things. And so I think when people have worked now that through every kind of paradigm of achieving things, and I think everybody knows that that's not the end of things. It catapults you to another dynamic when you learn from your failure. And then the last one, press on in the face of criticism and obstacles. And, of course, that just means that the people who don't support you, the negative things that happen, the naysayers that want to kind of curse what you're doing, very often people do stop there. And if that's stopping you, time to get over it and really know that you are capable of doing it. And if you view these people as an obstacle course, the way we look at it, like a driving, you just got to dodge, move left, move right, dodge, move left, move right, and keep it going in the direction that you of the things that you're wanting.
You know, Silver, the more and the greater information you have and the more and the greater opinion you have and the more and the greater knowledge you have, the less noise matters. The less noise that people make matters to you. So get your own information. Get your own opinion about yourself. Do your research. Figure it out. And everybody, you know, when you have a new baby, everybody can't be around the baby. Everybody ain't healthy. You know, mind your own business and know for yourself. And when someone does not agree with you, I always think, well, God didn't mean you. He gave me the vision, not you. Parading my visions around. You know, in my youth I did that till I realized, oh, you didn't get it. Oh. So, but you got to know for yourself. When you have your
for
own
sure.
opinion of yourself, somebody else's doesn't matter that much.
Yes, yes. Well, this has been very good. I think there were a lot of things that were brought out that can help us all take a good look at any situations or desires, dreams that maybe we're not moving along as much as fast as we like, or getting to where we want to go is strategically or mindset wise. I think that we shared a lot of things that can be real helpful, not just to those people, but people too who are maybe wanting to catapult to another level. So I want to thank you, my friend, for showing up tonight to help me deliver this show. And
always,
before we go, well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. And again, appreciate you being here. So let people know what you do. And even though I know there are repeat listeners, I know that some people tune in and maybe checking out Master Your Mindset for the very first time. I just want to say we are here once a month, giving out these things that we've lived through, learned, all of that. You know, we're grown girls. We've been here for a minute, so we know some stuff.
We
talk about it.
We still look good, though.
For sure.
I can. You can spend your mornings with me, should you like. We stream live at Fox6Now.com. I do a talk show called Real Milwaukee, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., and that is at Central Time. And you can also find me at CassandraMcShepherd.com, my own website. I'll sing to you. I'll talk to you. I will entertain you. And always with my good buddy, Silver Ray Fox, first Monday of the month with your Master Your Mindset Mondays. I'm not hard to find. And not ever for you, my friend.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say this about you while I have a little bit of time. Cassandra, the reason I tell the audience about you being Superstar RRR, I just want to say this because you mentioned the show that you're on Monday through Friday, and you talk about a little bit, you kind of reflect on what's on your website. But I want to tell people about the fact that you're an exceptional speaker. And I really do mean that she's a dynamic speaker. So if you're looking for somebody to be on your platform to talk about a variety of things, she's primarily a life coach, but I think she can talk about a lot of stuff. So I can guarantee you a very excellent delivery. If you need Cassandra, also she sings like a bird, and I've probably been to most of her events, and each time she is just so entertaining to enjoy, and you can always tell that. I'm not just saying it; you can always tell by the audiences appreciate the space and place that gift comes from. So I wanted to say those two things about you because I just wanted people to know that you are you're truly a master of many things. I didn't say anything about the tremendous art and the way that you do and the furniture you build and that you are a phenomenal fashion designer. There's just a lot of stuff. So I wanted to toot your horn as much as I can because I like doing that for whomever I can, but particularly you because you're shining in the world of a lot of people and a lot of people may not know that and need you to show up where they are. So I wanted to make sure I got that.
I thank you. You humble me. But I say this to you and to anyone who's listening who has a lot of ghost that they have not given up. And giving up the ghost would be the book you didn't write, at your gravesite, the song you didn't sing, the love you didn't give, the job you didn't show up for, the higher level within yourself that you didn't reach out for, whatever it is that's bubbling up in you. As I listen to the accomplishments that you say, I do, sounds like you lying, but it's really true. But I have to say one thing. I have to say one thing. If it's in my head, it must be going to happen. I just get out of my way.
Yes, indeed.
Question is,
what am I
going to do next?
Yeah. We will be holding to see. So thank you, sis.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
so much,
you. Okay.
All
you
right.
Have a great rest of your evening, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Yes, to you and your listeners. God bless.
And I want to thank all of you for showing up this evening to check out this edition of Master Your Mindset. I hope you got some key pointers on what to do about you if you're stopping you, because we want you to go on to do big, great, awesome, incredible, fantastic, phenomenal things with yourself and your life. And you know why? Because we believe in you and we know that you can. That's our why around Master Your Mindset. Share that with your friends and family that are on social media. I am bringing shows like this to you often as I can. It's kind of a random thing that I'm doing now. I haven't locked myself into a particular day of the week. I do it as I can connect and as I can make things happen with people according to time slots and things like that. Fortunately, I can do it my way. I produce this show so I can have it my way. But do share with your friends. It's always something positive. I feel powerful that's being offered, enlightening, educational, empowering as well. You can count on that. So share that with your friends. Do me that favor. I'd appreciate it so much. So in the meantime, I want you to try to, as I said earlier in the show, even with everything going on, we must stay encouraged. Let's do that for ourselves and share that with everyone else. That's a good word to say to people. Let's just stay encouraged. In the meantime, I'll talk to you next time. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.